The Haines Assembly asks for a more open public process on a University of Alaska timber sale and a moratorium on new commercial tours on Haines-Chilkoot Corridor. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Haines Assembly members are frustrated with the University of Alaska. The university announced in March it was entering into a negotiated timber sale on 13,000 acres of its land in the Haines Borough. The 10-year project is estimated to generate 150 million board feet from different areas of the Chilkat Valley. Representatives from UA, the Division of Forestry, Mental Health Trust Land Office, and U.S. Forest Service are holding an open house meeting in Haines tonight. But some assembly members weren't satisfied with the meeting format. The agenda consists of opening comments from the different organizations and a breakout session for smaller informal discussions. The assembly voted 4-2 to send a message to the different parties that the assembly will withhold support of the project until there is an open public meeting where the community's questions are answered in public, as opposed to individual conversations. Assembly members Brenda Josephson and Sean Mady were opposed. No new tours will be permitted to visit Haines-Chilkoot Lake and River Corridor until management of the area is improved. That's what the Haines Assembly decided at a meeting Tuesday. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt proposed the moratorium last month.
I do not believe a moratorium is a solution. It's a tool which can buy us time to work with the state to make meaningful, fact and number-based solution to the problem of bear and people crowding on the Chilkoot. My intent is this moratorium would not be permanent. It is not a stop. It's a hook.
The pause on issuing new tour permits is an effort to help what could be a dangerous situation on the road along Chilkoot River on the way to the lake. In the summer, as salmon swim upstream to spawn, bears head to the river to eat, and visitors flock to the shore to see the bears. The combination of commercial tour buses and independent travelers leads to congestion and potential safety issues. Tim McDonough chairs the Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee.
It's a good idea to draw a line in the sand, do a moratorium, and hopefully push parks to get their act together and make a management plan.
But Assemblyman Sean Mady said he didn't think halting new commercial tours would help the problem.
I'm all for the idea of the moratorium, but the issue is not the tour operators, from what I've understood. It's somewhat of the tour operators, but it's mostly the independent travelers. So a moratorium is not going to affect any of the problem whatsoever.
The Assembly agreed to date the resolution establishing the moratorium one day after its passing. That allowed for one more new tour to travel to Chilkoot this summer. Tom Ganner's permit to operate a photography tour, including Chilkoot, was approved. Assemblyman Tresham Gregg said he thinks Ganner's presence will help the situation on the corridor.
I believe actually that Mr. Ganner is an asset to the Chilkoot corridor experience out there, and he actually acts as a monitor and guide, and certainly the impact from his tour is going to be minimal. Easily offset by his presence.
Ganner also spoke against the moratorium because he doesn't think it will help the situation.
I don't believe a moratorium will give you the leverage that you need with the Park Service to create a change in their management plan out there.
The Assembly's action prohibits existing tour permits from being transferred to new operators while the moratorium is in place. And that is until the Haines Borough is satisfied that management improvements are in place to protect the area. The resolution passed 4-2 with Mady and Josephson opposed. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. Testimony and evidence presentation is temporarily on hold in the Mark DeSimone homicide trial in Juneau, as the prosecution calls for more firearm testing. Chad Kendrick, a local firearms dealer who demonstrated a revolver's action for the judge and attorneys last week, testified before the jury Tuesday. Kendrick said the particular model of .41 caliber single-action revolver that killed Tony Rosales was actually recalled by the manufacturer, but it didn't have the required post-recall safety modification of a protective hammer bar. Then Kendrick pulled out the .45 caliber revolver used in last week's test and gave the jury a demonstration in slipping the hammer. Kendrick half-cocked the hammer so he could rotate and load the cylinder. Then he showed how a thumb could slip off the spring-loaded hammer as the shooter was trying to place it into the full-cock resting position with a finger on the trigger. Kendrick demonstrates for Assistant Public Defender Deborah McCauley.
Is there a way that this kind can go off a second time?
Yes, I'm afraid there is.
Objection, Your Honor.
In case you didn't quite catch it, Kendrick answered, "Yes, I'm afraid there is." Prosecution objected because it didn't have any notice that the demonstration would veer off in such a direction. With the jury out, Kendrick showed how the revolver could unexpectedly fire, and then the shooter would reflexively grip the hammer and trigger on the recoil, leading to an immediate second firing. That prompted nearly an hour-long tense discussion between the judge and attorneys while the jury was still out. Judge Philip Hollenberg eventually allowed the prosecution to do their own laboratory testing of slipping the hammer, before Kendrick will be allowed to continue testifying. Also Tuesday, Dr. Roger Inoka, a neuropsychologist at the University of Colorado, testified about the three types of involuntary responses that lead to an unintentional discharge of a firearm. They include a startled reflex or someone losing their balance. There is also a sympathetic limb reaction, like when someone grips an object in one hand while also gripping a firearm in the other. They've been called Inoka factors.
Greater the trigger pull, the less likely it is that an involuntary muscle contraction can cause the gun to discharge. For a light trigger pull, given the appropriate circumstances, then it's more likely.
DeSimone is charged with the death of Rosales at an excursion inlet cabin in May 2016. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Oh,